And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Wednesday, December 4th, 2024, when another 48 days or 47 days, roughly, to the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Pray for this country. Pray for the U.S. Pray for a nation. Pray for justice to be served to the people out there who need justice. I'm telling you right now, from what I'm hearing, there's really a big fight brewing within the Congress, the entirety of Congress. With his appointments, a lot of pushback, a lot of backstory, a lot of backstabbing in Congress. And some of the people you think are your friends, of course, they're not on your side. They're not. They're coming out against President Trump and against the anti-globalists, against the change. The changes that we are fighting for. With me is Randy Taylor, rt@hagmannpi.com, if you want to send him a note. He is scheduled, by the way, for surgery next Monday. He's going to have some time off. It's not major, you know, neurosurgery, but, it's surgery. So, keep him in your prayers. He's going to be popping on here momentarily. Also, you can follow him on X, formerly Twitter, Randy Taylor_USA. And I would urge everyone to do that. And what we're going to try to do to overcome the shadow banning is, of course, we're going to follow as many people as possible, and we ask you to follow us, and then we'll just flood the zone. And the same way with Rumble as well. We've noticed, of course, when and all of our audio podcasts. I just want to address this really quick, because people think now, with Elon Musk taking over X, Twitter, whatever, that things have changed all across the board. They have not. And there are a lot of problems yet within the realm of censorship. We are being shadow banned across numerous platforms, audio and, of course, Rumble, but not by Rumble. It's difficult to explain. I don't know if I fully understand it enough to explain it to you, but the fact that we're being shadow banned, in my estimation, is a good thing, because we are telling the truth. And about that, you know, I look, for example, at some of the shows far ahead of us. Okay. I can excuse, for example, the popularity. I know the very popular Bongino, Louder with Crowder. I get all of those. But then you have some really interesting selections. They're culturally inappropriate, but their numbers are staggering. Okay. Now you have to wonder, is that an accurate thing or not? It really doesn't matter. But what does matter is that the listeners and viewers, when you do, again, I ask this out of from the bottom of my heart, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing so, is subscribe to Rumble. It doesn't cost anything. And then just click up, hit follow, and you'll be notified as programs go live, or if there's a special announcement or what have you. It doesn't cost you anything. And you can participate in the chat. And speaking of chat, I just want to address Into the Sun. Thank you very much for yesterday. And I apologize. I misread, and this is something I will never do again. It taught me a lesson. I misread the chat thing that came up, and I thought it was something that it wasn't. So but I want to thank you for participating in the chat. Thank you for being part of the chat, part of this program, and we appreciate everyone who does enter into the chat. We have a lot of people who listen outside of the chat, and that's fine, because you know, sometimes you just don't want to enter the chat. But that chat has a separate metric, as I understand it, that boosts the popularity of the show. So, you know, we ask, of course, that you would enter the chat, and even if you don't say anything, even if you don't, just enter, and you can turn your head away or whatever if that's what you want to do. but that does help our metrics. And I say that because the numbers are the numbers behind in the backside. And there's a reason I'm mentioning this. In the backside of what I'm looking at versus what you're looking at on the public side, they're much different. So we have a larger listening audience in actuality and viewing audience in actuality than the numbers represent. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you can have, as an example, this is how I think about it. I don't know how you could have like 5,000 or 10,000 in the chat and only have like 600 viewers. Okay. I don't know. But nonetheless, that was an example. So the numbers are disparate in terms of our listening reach. But what that does is that pushes us down away from the away from the pages that pick up the popular broadcasts. Okay, so you know it's just the way it goes. We would like to be up where we should be. I mean, I'm not asking for anything outside of where we should be. But anyway, so and again, thank you. Thank you for being part of the show. It's been a long and bumpy ride, and folks, it's going to get bumpier. It's going to get bumpier, much bumpier from here on out. Look, we have, we do have in Randy Taylor's on deck right now. Randy Taylor, I want you to watch this. This is video one in the show notes. This is what is being planned right now. If you go back and you look at event 201, if you look at all of the different staging, well, the different events that occurred before whatever the major event by the deep state happened, if you look at all of these and you look at and you listen to what this person who should be in, not in jail, but under a jail, under a prison, if you look at what's going on, this is, hey, he's telling you what's going to be taking place. You don't have to, you really don't have to really wonder. But it's going to be a multi-pronged attack against the conservative Christians in this country, even more so than what it has been. And part, I should add this. Along with this video clip, there is right now, and you could take this to the bank, there is talk of a preemptive pardon for, you ready for this? You know this, folks. Anthony Fauci, the garden gnome. Come on board with me right now. We're going to hit this video together. Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor. It's RT@HagmanPI.com. If you want to get in touch with him. And Randy Taylor, underscore USA.
How is everybody doing tonight?
Let me check.
Check around, take a look there.
Yeah, hey, I think I got everything.
We picked up a pretty cool follower on Twitter, Doug. We've got,
who did we pick up?
We picked up Mark Patrone of the Mark Patrone Show out of Toronto. Mark. Yep, out of Toronto, 9:60 a.m. I put a note to AF as I won't say the rest of the show. Her, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
This young lady on Twitter. And I asked her to listen in on the show and gave her the link and all. And then I noticed that Mark had clicked that.
Yep.
Where now he's now a follower. I'm following him. Mark, if you're out there, welcome aboard.
Yeah, indeed. Very popular, as I understand it. Okay.
Yep.
Now, his stuff is available online. His broadcast, you can get his broadcast online. So, what would you would call him? You know Canadian politics better than I do on the Canadian political spectrum.
This is his profile. It says freedom loving news talk radio host Saga, which is short for Mississauga.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with Mississauga.
Anybody that's been to Canada is familiar with Mississauga.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very familiar. In fact, maybe too familiar with Mississauga for reasons I will not go into. But I want to welcome again everyone to the chat, to the live program. Thank you so very much. Have a, I announced this, well, I'll announce this tomorrow. Steve Quayle's coming on, and then Wednesday next, Peter Barry Chowka. And so that's a week from tonight. And then I've got a few surprises. Eric the Tech, did we get, ever get Sheriff Mac? Did I just have an aneurysm here or something? Or do we? We've. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, Doug, shoot an email to Peter Chowka, too.
Yeah.
He did ask me to make sure you guys touch bases.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I will take care of that. I mean, there was no second follow up for Sheriff Mack, Eric the Tech, was there at this point? No. I mean, yeah, I know that, but there. Okay. There, yeah. Okay. Wow. And yeah.
It's been a long day for Eric.
It's been a long day for all of us. Oh, you should see. I tell you what, I should send Austin Brewer from Florida the pictures of the snow that we have. Five and a half feet. And more coming tonight. But here's the thing, though. Again, it's not because if anyone's grown up in my town in Erie, Pennsylvania, for crying out loud, okay, we're not wimps. It, 5.5 feet is just another storm. Okay. It really is. It's how the people handle it. And if this is any indication of, oh my goodness, of how people are going to handle when the lights go out or when the communications go down, I feel bad. And the just-in-time supply, you go to any store around here, even today, okay, we're what, almost a week into this, and there's still hardly, not everywhere, but there's still hardly fresh fruit, okay, which you would think, okay, so.
Sad.
Exactly.
He's the man. You know what? I'll tell you what. Just because of that, I'm going to be putting on my Trump hat. There we go.
There you go.
The world just got 10 feet taller.
I don't wear caps very well.
Well, are they trying everything in their power to derail President Trump coming in?
Well, you know, and that's the thing here. This video is going to tell you precisely what they've got planned. And folks, I'm telling you right now, don't let your guard down. But on top of everything else, don't fall. Do not. Okay. Just two words. Don't comply. That's all right. I mean, is there anything more to say?
Plant your feet firmly and say no.
There you go. Or in the words of Joe.
Go ahead and hold tight.
Exactly. In the words of the very verbose Joe Biden, don't. Okay. Oh, but seriously, don't comply.
Fear ripples down my shoulders when he talks like that.
I know.
Who the hell does he think he is? Who does he think he is?
You're talking to me.
Yeah.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Are you corn pop?
I'm telling you, man. I was born in the wrong decade. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. All right. But here is here's Peter Hotez without any adjectives to describe this piece of crap. Here's Peter Hotez. This is video one. Show notes.
Here's the reason why we need to care about this stuff, Nicole, is that we have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st. Mr. Bloomberg mentioned H5N1. That I'm really worried about. It's all over wild birds on the western part of the United States and going up in the north. It's getting into the poultry. We're seeing sporadic human cases, no human-to-human transmission yet, but that could happen. It's in the cattle. It's in the milk. And that's just the beginning. We have another major coronavirus likely brewing in Asia. We've had SARS in 2002, SARS-2, COVID-19 in 2019. And we know these viruses are jumping from bats to people thousands of times a year. But there's still more. We know that we have a big problem with mosquito-transmitted viruses all along the Gulf Coast, where I am here in Texas. So we're expecting dengue and possibly Zika virus coming back, or Apuche virus, maybe even yellow fever. And there's more. Then we have all this sharp rise in vaccine-preventable diseases going up because of, in part, the anti-vaccine activism that's so prominent right now. We have a five-fold rise in pertussis cases, whooping cough over the last year, 15 measles outbreaks this year. We've got polio that's been in the wastewater in New York State. All that's going to come crashing down on January 21st on the Trump administration. We need a really, really good team to be able to handle this.
Huh.
I don't like bats.
I don't either. 30 some years ago, we had a small boat, and how things changed. Anyway, I don't know. We must have picked up a bat in one of the life jackets we brought. For some reason, we brought them into the house, and a bat was hiding in that. My mother-in-law came in. I mixed the two up. I mixed the two up, the bat and my mother-in-law. I wasn't sure which one was which, but
ouch.
She's deceased now, so. But anyway,
she still hates them.
Yeah, I don't like bats either. I actually had my 45 out, or my 9mm out. I was going to try to shoot the bat in the house. My wife she said, "No, don't do that." And a friend of mine was stopped over and he said, "Oh, no, I'll take care of it." And so I don't know how the heck he got the bat, but he got it out. But anyway, ever since then, I was like, no, I ain't doing bats. However, I'll take a bat over a spider anytime. Okay. I will shoot spiders. Okay. And never mind. But all right. So what do you think of that? Randy Taylor and folks in the chat, not about the bat and my mother-in-law, but about Peter Hotez. What do you think about that?
Didn't say anything that we really didn't know.
I guess. But in all seriousness, you've got the preemptive, and I do suspect the wide, broad, sweeping pardons coming for this is being discussed for Fauci, which it'd be like pardoning Eric the Tech. Okay, not Fauci, but if
it, to me, it indicates guilt.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the thing with Fauci, enough people hate him.
Yeah.
That if he gets a free pass from the government, he won't get a free pass on the street. There's been a lot of people have died. A lot of families have been destroyed because of that man. Fauci, I would not want to be Fauci. In a country full of pissed off patriots.
Exactly. Now, I suspect I'm going to bring in something too that we saw with the CEO of United Healthcare getting gunned down in New York City. I'm not going to play the clip. It's if you want to watch it, you can see it all over social media. It's a guy being gunned down by some punk with a backpack, with a black mask, and really a very specific weapon, by the way, I'll add. So this was a targeted hit. You're going to see more of this, of that, I believe, coming. Mm. Now, they're also talking about pardoning Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff. Why? If they did nothing wrong, as the media and the left says, why would you even say we're going to preemptively pardon Liz Cheney, Adam Schiff, and Anthony Fauci, and maybe John, the bus driver over there? Why? Randy Taylor, tell me why.
Because they're guilty.
Because they're guilty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they're guilty as hell.
As we were discussing last night, they may get pardons, but they're going to have to talk if they're in a courtroom. Or they'll be hit with contempt of court.
And you know something?
And a judge can do anything he wants in a contempt of court. I haven't seen the death sentence handed out yet, but they can do whatever they want.
And look, as someone who actually was threatened with contempt of court, I know it's hard to believe that I could ever be threatened with contempt. Sure,
surely you just.
Right.
If I was in court with you and you didn't get a contempt charge, I'd be disappointed.
Holy crap. I almost spend a day in. Yeah. Anyway. But you're exactly correct, Randy Taylor. And even more so, the pardon given to Hunter Biden would require him. You talk about contempt. It would require him to testify in a courtroom, in a court of law, because he is innately immune from self-prosecution for any crimes he committed. So he would be compelled to testify as a key witness against the very people with whom he was involved in Burisma, in Bohai Harvest, in all of them, Rosemont Seneca, along with Heinz's, I think, son or stepson, and Mitt Romney's son. But if we don't see any... Again, if we don't see any action on this, Randy Taylor, I think you're going to see a little bit more of the things we saw in New York City this morning. That's just my view. I don't know what people think about that.
There's going to be a lot of street justice if people think they're going to hide behind pardons.
Yeah, I'm afraid there is.
Because what have we preached to patriots all along? Let the law take its course. You know, let's vote this clown out. You know, we've always taken that path, the right path. And then when you, but if you cut them off, and justice won't be served.
I'm sorry,
I beg to differ, and I think you'll see differently. I agree with you, Doug.
Yeah, I get that, and I just want to say, by the way, again, I think into the sun was a little bit late, but I just want to say I apologize for making you think or for misreading your chat yesterday. Again, that was on my mind, and from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for that, and I would thank you for being a part of the show, and as well as everyone else. Steelers mom, God bless you, man. I'll tell you what, you've been with us since the beginning. So many people I recognize. I just want to reach out, shake your hand, give you a hug, give you a cup of coffee, whatever it might be. But thank you for being part of this, Eric the Tech. And I want to thank Eric the Tech as well for setting everything up. And thank you as well, because we did get some orders for the signed copy of the book. Working on that after the show. I'll be working on that to complete those, get them out hopefully tomorrow, unless the post office stays closed because, you know, they just can't deliver. And it's rain, snow.
They might get a little bit of snow on their feet. I wouldn't want that. Not before Christmas.
I'm telling you.
What a bunch of pansies. What happened to what? Rain, sleet, snow.
Exactly.
Rain or shine, we're there on time.
It was on the local news where they're asking people to, like, I get, you know, to shovel around the mailboxes, but I think they want you to meet. I think they want us to meet them down by the mailbox, and you know,
yes,
go in
hot,
and pick out
hot,
your own mail
with hot chocolate and some cookies.
But have you noticed? And this is really on track of what we're talking about too. Have you noticed the COVID broke America or some American minds?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're different people now. Not so much the right. The left is definitely
the left.
A different set of people. They are. They've been totally wussified.
Now
you could go boo, and they jump 6 feet back. They used to only jump about 2 feet. Very.
DJT, man. he's the guy. It is sad, but you know, we've got a fight ahead of us. And again, I played that clip by Hotez because I do believe that they are planning on something. No kidding, right? As if we couldn't have called that around the time of President Trump's inauguration.
It'll be a mistake. It will be a absolute history remembered mistake.
Exactly. And you know, a good friend of mine sent me a very long, well, I shouldn't say long, it was an hour video about President Trump and about the Operation Warp Speed, because she heard our program Monday or Tuesday, I don't know, talking about President Trump and about, it was with John Moore. Operation Warp Speed could very well have saved, and I know how crazy this sounds, but could have saved the implementation of Warp Speed, could have munged up the left's plans for a longer period of shutdown and even worse things. Now, having said that, regardless of that message, put that message aside for a moment. Within that video were video clips of President Trump talking about hydroxychloroquine that I have never seen. And look, I consider myself like on top of everything, but getting into hydroxychloroquine and getting into alternative therapies and saying, stay away from ventilators. How many people, folks, have you seen those clips from press conferences? I haven't.
I recall a few. I'm not sure which ones you're talking about, but
yeah, I'd have to I have to dig them out. But I was astounded because, again, number one, I don't remember seeing them. Maybe I did, maybe I did. But I'll tell you something. I was astounded by the fact that he was on top of things, you know, and right after he said that is about when the CDC and everyone, all the doctors said, no, we can't do this. We're not going to do the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. They banned it. They banned prescribing it. You know, Walgreens, CVS refused to fill it. So anyway, go ahead. I mean, you know, your thoughts on that.
I don't know which videos exactly that you're speaking of. I do recall a few. It was centered around the time when they put him in the hospital for like 4 days, and he was right back out.
Yeah.
And he used the hydroxychloroquine. And then they were making fun of him about bleach bottles and this and that. And you know what? There's a lot of people with a lot of blood on their hands.
And that's... Okay, so that's the other thing I'm thinking about. In the run-up to the show, this is probably one of the first shows I don't have like 100 or 30 links and stuff, because I was thinking about this. Number one, I'm very concerned about the safety of our president-elect, as well as J.D. Vance, as well as RFK, as well as Elon Musk, and Peter Navarro, of course, now being named as a senior counselor for trade as well. God bless that. That was a terrific selection of Peter Navarro. I mean, Peter Navarro served time on behalf of President Trump, but if anyone can handle trade and commerce, it's Navarro. Folks in the chat, what do you think? I'll check once in a while to see what you think. But what do you think about, and also the fight back against Hegseth as Secretary of Defense? What do you think about that, Randy Taylor?
I think that was to be expected. That's how they play. The thing that bothered me was all the things that they were accusing him of. If these things were as drastic as they claim, why weren't they addressed sooner? You know, as far as, you know, job, you know, being a host, you know, a guest on Fox. If you had a blithering drunk, you wouldn't have had him on Fox. What they're saying doesn't in my the way it's presented doesn't hold merit.
They're trying to Kavanaugh him, which
what they're doing. I'm waiting for a woman to show up and say that he sexually attacked her. I'm waiting for him to reach in the old bag of tricks and come out with something.
It's interesting because that email, of course, by his mother, folks,
and shame on her.
Well, now hold on. No. What? Even Fox did this, and I put Fox right up, not as bad as, but along with CNN. Get the hell out of my way. I won't watch Fox. I shouldn't say that. I'll watch Jesse Waters on Fox because I like him. But other than that, the messages are good. But she wrote another email apologizing. And the context of that email was him and his wife were going through a kind of a brutal, nasty divorce. And she was just she was on TV. She said, I was just in a hacked off mood and it was just filled with emotion. But they never showed the second email, which apologized for the first email that they were using against him. So
she shouldn't have written the first one.
Well, you know what? I've written emails
on families.
Yeah, to family.
On family,
to family, okay. You know, and I've done that. I've said, look, you know, what you're doing is wrong.
How did they get their hands on it?
How did who? The family? I mean, no.
How did this email get exposed?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Therein lies the question.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was between Peter and his mother, then dollars to donuts, mom gave it up.
Or?
Unless they got hacked or something. Who knows?
Or a hack.
Cash Patel's getting hacked.
I don't, anything digital, and folks, I would urge you in this way. Having spoken to my attorney recently, he was saying that more and more of his clients are concerned about their privacy and safety, and he does not keep anything online. Okay, so if he has to file a digital file, it'll be either on a flash drive or a hard drive that's not connected to the internet. So otherwise, it's paper all the way. Mm-hmm. So I would say folks do the same thing. But anyway, that's that. But okay, so there's that. Then there's another one here. Let me, because I need your opinion. Folks, I need your opinion on this too. Let's see here. This is a long show clip from Dan Bongino. Now, again, people don't like him. They like him. It doesn't matter, but he makes a lot of sense. This goes back to the pardon, but it also goes along with the entire cover up of all of the bad stuff. It's a bunch of minutes long, but we'll play up to, I think there's a break inserted in there, some ad inserted in there. Eric, if you don't mind, this is no numbered video. This is under the main show prep email I sent to you, and started at will, but stop it, pause it, I should say, at the time that he goes to break, or we'll just call out a pause. Randy Taylor, you feel free to do so at a time that you think is reasonable. But with the way he frames this, the fact that there is no checks and balances if they cover everything up, which does encompass Hunter Biden, is the pardon, which encompasses other pardons as well, is really important to understand. So, Eric the Tech, fire at will.
So, yes, if you are working in the federal system, which is where the Hunter Biden pardon applies, you got to know the mechanics of it. If you agree to cooperate with the federal government on a bank robbery charge where you're getting ready to give up, you're the driver and you're giving up the team, like that movie Heat, right? You can be compelled to testify because you've been given a cooperation agreement by the government clearly laying out on paper and digitally that you will not be prosecuted, and you've agreed to it. This pardon works in a similar manner. So here's why Joe Biden may still be in a little bit of trouble here. Because Hunter Biden can now be compelled to testify about the federal matter. Because remember, if there's a state charge later on, hasn't happened as far as I know. I don't know what they're doing behind the scenes. That doesn't apply to state charges. But they can now ask him about it, and he can't plead the fifth because there's no danger of criminal prosecution at all. Is there going to be a congressional subpoena coming? You bet you're, there's going to be one. And now what happens? Now, if he doesn't tell the truth in this congressional testimony that I'm sure is going to happen, then there could be potential perjury charges. Now, folks, I just want to repeat this point, man. This is not a good day for America. We all saw this coming. There's a tremendous messaging opportunity here. But it's really at the long-term expense of the United States. You know, if you're in contract negotiations with your closer, who's great, and he gives up a home run to lose the World Series, yeah, you win in contract negotiations. You go back to the agent and go, well, he ain't that good. He lost us the World Series. But the bottom line is you lost the damn World Series. You're paying the players to win. We're paying Joe Biden as president of the United States to act within the framework provided by the greatest governing document of all time, the Constitution, and he used it as toilet paper. Let me go back to some of these clips here.
All right.
Jim, play for me if
okay.
you would.
Go ahead and break there. Pause Jim. That.
No. RT. You know, here's what I think.
Okay, go for it.
This is my two cents. Some of these people that he's going to plan on handing out pardons to have committed treason. And what I would do is I would have military tribunals in cases of treason. And that way you could pretty much take your pardon and stick it in your ear. You're outside of civilian law now.
Can we?
I don't know if you can or not. I'd sure try and run it up the flagpole. Because even Fauci, because what he did, is this would be like if we arrested some ruler in Africa that was doing a genocide in his nation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Trust me, a good lawyer could make this qualify under a military tribunal. And that's a totally different set of, that's a whole different world, Doug. That has nothing to do with the federal courts. That's covered under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. That's a whole different ballgame.
Well, him not being in the military.
What? If we grab a terrorist off the street overseas, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would make it qualify. I just don't think that we should let this little bastard slide because he got a pardon. He is guilty of mass murder.
Agreed.
You can't pardon it.
He lied in Congress. I mean,
I don't know how a pardon could even be issued to that person. That would be like pardoning Hitler. I don't know how you would do it. I don't know how that would fly.
See, people on the left, we can invoke the name of Hitler too. So you're right. But along with Fauci, you would have to, I mean, Fauci, in my view, he is the face and the position of the destruction of the United States. Now behind Fauci, you got Collins, you've got Barrick, you've got that, Daszak, all of these individuals, Burks, they all need to be put into trials. So, because they were all part and parcel to a genocide, not just with the gain of function and the consequential result, but the injections. Go ahead.
How does a man with diminished capacity issue a pardon? How does that work? He doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
That's a great question.
A lawyer wouldn't let him do his will right now. So how I don't understand on a legal standpoint. Somebody, they need to push somehow, some way, to put Biden's diminished capacity, you know, up front,
right,
and run with that legally, you know, to disqualify some things. Some lawyers need to jump on this.
I agree. Now, okay, speaking of Fauci alone, or speaking of Fauci as it relates to, and all, everyone around Fauci with respect to COVID-19, I don't know how many people saw the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, their newest edition. The title of the study, a new study calls for an immediate halt to the COVID-19 mRNA injections. I'm just going to cite a few things here, Randy Taylor, and then you can comment on them. Says this journal, actually, to be very specific, epidemiologist Nick Hulsher wrote this. He states, a moratorium on the use of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines and boosters should be enacted at a minimum, but ideally they should be removed from the market and their use in humans should be stopped. There's some emphasis within that writing. Now, that's the conclusion of a study published by the within the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons. The report reveals glaring flaws and alarming safety concerns with the injections. In the breakdown, there's six specific breakdowns of the study's key points, I should say. And this is by Nick Hulsher, and the publication is the American Physicians and Surgeons. This is not some, you know, not just some blog somewhere. Number one, the COVID, and I'm, look, these are their words, not mine. COVID-19 mod RNA. Vaccines were labeled as traditional vaccines instead of gene therapy products, allowing them to skip stricter regulatory oversight. Number two, the spike protein produced by these vaccines is toxic and linked to the immune-related complications. Number three, Pfizer's own data shows lipid nanoparticles and mod RNA spreading throughout the body, including the liver, spleen, ovaries, and adrenal glands. Number four, spike protein production was not limited to the injection site, contradicting early claims. Number five, within just 3 months of the rollout, Pfizer's post-authorization data revealed 1,223 deaths and a flood of serious adverse events. And number six, reports of adverse events after COVID-19 vaccine skyrocketed for far surpassing those for any prior vaccine, yet no significant action was taken. And lastly, using mRNA to hijack cells in various organ systems to produce a highly toxic spike protein that persists in the body for months to years was one of the worst ideas in human history. So that's coming from that publication, just to supplement what you said, Randy Taylor. Any thoughts?
No, I absolutely agree. And it's probably going to show up in other publications that are well-respected.
And this is stuff we already knew. Everyone in the chat knew about this.
But you got to have the experts say it.
Yeah, and you have to have it pushed in front of normies, really. You know, people mm-hmm. that are just out there, you know, walking around with their heads up their butts. But so, okay. All right. So, yep. Yeah. So, okay. Now, that was just part of Bongino. I don't know if you want to go any further.
Yeah, let's run a little more. I like okay. Bongino, personally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the guy would have a good... yeah, I do as well. Eric, can we pick it up from where that was left off or no? See?
Because one of the accomplices and co-conspirators in this unbelievably destructive thing that happened. And it did. This was not good. This is a terrible thing. Joe Biden and Barack Obama have destroyed faith in the military. Jim, tell me if I'm wrong. The military, the FBI, the CIA, the DNI, government bureaucracies, three-letter agencies, the DOJ, everything. These guys decimated our Constitution. And you know who helped them? The filth, garbage, life loser commies in the media, who are absolutely public enemy number one when it comes to freedom and liberty. The entire reason the media has a specific carve out in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, freedom of the press, and say freedom of the police department, freedom of the plumbers union, freedom of the teachers union, the press are specifically mentioned, is because our brilliant founding fathers understood that the Fourth Estate, the media, was a way to, it was a de facto check and balance over the three branches. You're not a check and balance, folks, if everything gets unchecked and is out of balance and you cover it up. I've been using.
No, he's absolutely right. They dropped the ball that they were supposed to be. In the past, years and years and years and years ago, the journalists are the ones that would call out the government. You know, they question them. And now it just depends who's in office, who they're working for, you know, who's made the brown bag payment. Let's see, it's nuts. It's nuts. And nobody can sit there and say that the CNNs and the MSNBCs, ABC, CBS, all these clowns haven't been paid off. They've been paid off.
You know,
maybe not over-the-counter thing, but some way, somehow. And I watched a documentary. I said, Doug, I mentioned it to you, a documentary, and it was talking about Project Mockingbird.
Right.
And MKUltra. And I'm going to tell you something. That documentary was one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. It was an older documentary. It was on Tubi. I have a app called Tubi. It's one of the channels I can.
I've seen that. Yeah,
tons of movies and all that. But
right.
This was a fantastic, fantastic documentary. It explained in detail and how these very wealthy American families got involved in the media,
right?
Way back when, and it's been corrupted more and more and more and more and more over the years. It was pretty incredible when the way they just laid it out. You know what? I'll try and figure out a way to get a link to that movie, because that link's it's going to be online somewhere. Documentary.
Do you remember the name of that documentary?
It was in, I don't need to check here real quick. It was in.
Because one thing that I did learn, I purchased some books. I think this book cost me 10 cents. It was about the infiltration of the, really back then, the intelligence community, or what was the predecessor to the CIA, into the media and the FBI as well, and then through into the 50s and 60s. So you had people like Eric Severide, you know, Huntley, Brinkley, people are old enough to remember that, even Walter Cronkite and others answering to their handlers, just as it appears today. So even back in the 50s, with, we'll say, the three major networks, you had the management, even preceding Operation Mockingbird. Roughly about the same time, I guess I'll put it in that perspective. But to see the evolution of the capturing of the media, which is why they're in so much trouble, I believe, at this point, is an education. And it's something that I think people really need to take a good hard look at and say, wow, man, we have been managed for really forever, ever since really TV and to some extent radio. Edward R. Murrow, too, as much as he was reportedly respected and was respected, Edward R. Murrow was a big part of this there was a man that, that appeared on What's My Line, Bennett Cerf. Okay, his relationship with the intelligence community and shaping of the narrative, astounding. Okay, which then folded into the House Un-American Activities Committee, as well as on the Senate side, Joe McCarthy. Okay, McCarthy was absolutely 100% correct. His delivery, perhaps, was at times troubling, but not half as bad as the press made him out to be. So even by, I mean, but even by today's standards, it was horrible. So anyway,
I can't, right. Yeah, I can't find it. I'll dig it up though. And on Friday night, I'll see if I can have a link for it. It was just a really good documentary. Like I said, yeah. It was a little bit older, but man, it just laid everything out so nicely. Even if somebody was arguing with you about it, you could say, look, just watch this. Give me, you know, an hour of your time to watch this, and they would be sold afterwards.
There are so many documentaries that are out there that are worthy of our time, even if you don't necessarily, or even if, how can I put this? I do know some have an agenda, obviously, a certain bias. But if you take the actual news clips from those documentaries, and you keep a digital file of those, and then you match them up to congressional testimony at the time, and look back to see how certain events were managed. I mean, even go back to Pearl Harbor, when somebody in the media knew about the bombing of Pearl Harbor before it happened. Gee, how does that happen? And Kennedy assassination. So there's a lot of great stuff out there. I'm glad. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. And folks, in the chat, Tubi, if you find that online or even the name, stick it in the chat. We'll grab it. So thank you. Have you been hearing reports? I got to ask you this. Have you been hearing reports, anyone else, about Comrade Tammy and Doug Emhoff on the rocks?
Yeah, they're separating.
They are?
Yes.
Huh. What do you think about that in the chat? Is there something else there?
That's hard to say. Those two, I don't know. She's a wing nut, so I really don't even. I am just so glad she did not win the election. We would be in such deep trouble in this nation.
I don't think we'd have a nation, really.
No, she would destroy it. It would be destroyed by the end of next year. We'd be decimated.
Well, you know, in something that high profile, again, I'm not sure if it's on. I heard that was happening, that they were separating. But you know, look, I don't know. How can I verify that? How can we verify that? We really can't. Except I wouldn't surprise me. And number two, I think that there's something extremely deeper to that. Because think about it. If you were in her position or his position and you just went through this, this campaign, this very high profile campaign, and then suddenly you're splitting, wouldn't people begin to ask questions? I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm asking.
And then it makes you wonder if she had one, would they have stayed together? You don't know. You just don't know. Emhoff's been into a lot of dirty dealings, in my opinion. Some of the law firms he's worked for and all.
Yeah.
There's been some. Yeah, I just don't think he's above board, personally.
I can't tell you
a single thing he's done, but his name always seems to pop up at the wrong times.
Well, it just like Nancy Pelosi today, I believe it was, Pelosi, when that CEO of United Healthcare was shot down. Pelosi made some trades, I guess it was yesterday, whatever beyond United Healthcare or maybe associated with United Healthcare, the value of her portfolio went up with his death. I don't know how many people saw that. I'm digging a little bit deeper on that. But see, to me, there's always somebody benefiting by things like this. And this is stuff that we have to shine the light on and get out in the open and dig harder. I don't want this program ever to be, you know, an inch deep and a mile wide. I want it to be, you know, an inch wide and a mile deep to get the truth out for the American people. That's my goal. And I know that's your goal too, RT. We got 5 minutes left. So you go ahead.
How did they find out so quickly about her trades?
Well, now they are open. Okay, so it's my understanding when you are in that position, due to her position, there's like an open trade portal, if you will, that monitors various trades. And I don't know if there's a 24-hour lag or whatever, but sure enough, I'd have to look deeper in that to answer your question with any degree of accuracy. But the fact is, her portfolio, how do they know what's in her portfolio? I don't know, except I do believe, well, I know that they have to publicly report on their portfolio, but I don't know the dates or the special circumstances around that reporting requirement.
Yeah, I would like to, you know, right. see how, if that indeed happened.
Yeah.
Because things like that, you'd think they'd be kind of hard to explain. You would think if it's public like that and everyone can see it.
Well, look at all the weird trades and the benefits. You know, some will say, okay, like before President Trump was, before the attempted assassination, the shorting of different stocks that would have benefited by his death. Of course, that was dismissed, saying, well, no, not really, because it was a bookkeeping error. But, you know, how many of these so-called errors exist that can be said, well, it's just, you know, it's coincidence. It's not. No, there's something more.
If it's true, that's I guess my question is if it's true.
Well, exactly.
Because right now I see so much stuff go around, so much fake news, and we're as guilty of it in some cases as the left. I see a lot of fake stuff out there, and it's like, come on, guys.
But
come on.
Yes, but if we make a mistake, we come out and say, look, this is, you know, right. we erred in this.
Right. I'm just saying, though, a lot of stuff gets thrown out there at face value, sure. and we're seeing more, and especially right now with transitions going on and everything, because everybody's still, the left and the right are still at war.
And they're going to be, right?
They're going to be for some time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be smooth. It's going to be very... It's a very rough road, and January 20th isn't here yet, and I'm very concerned for President Trump.
No, I am too, and I'm very concerned about the inauguration, but it's going to be something to see. And you know, where are the people rioting? I mean, if you recall that there was a period, of course, after or between the election and the inauguration in 2016, where there were 17, where there was a 16, 17, there was some uprisings and such, mm-hmm. and especially after the inauguration.
Yeah.
But where is that now? Why is it so quiet?
I don't know. It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, my friend. I'm going to have you for a full show on Friday. Folks, upcoming is Austin Brewer. Talk about a number of different things, especially, you know, the threat of H1N1 and what they might release. But 2 minutes.
Once again, everybody, Doug's got the books. Okay.
Yes, I do.
And these books, they're going to be autographed. All right, that's really important, very cool. These are awesome Christmas gifts. Now, I don't know how many has left, okay?
Frankly, I don't either.
Okay, but get in there. Now, if you were to run out and someone had paid for it, I'm sure you could probably get your hands on a few more books.
Well, no, you can't, because there's an automatic inventory control built in there. It won't let you order any more than that.
That's it. First come, first serve.
Yeah.
You know, and if that did happen at the end. Anyway, Doug's going to be keeping track of what's going on here. But that would be a great Christmas gift for everyone. And ladies and gentlemen, remember that we have Hagman Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Excellent, excellent coffee. You know what? I noticed that it fits right in a stocking. It does. You get a bag of beans.
I keep it in my sock.
Or a bag of ground. It fits right in the stocking. Go online here. Okay. Order it. It'll make great Christmas. Look at that. Great Christmas gifts. People love that kind of stuff. Okay. Don't give them candy. Give them coffee. All right. Buy them a mug.
Help the kids.
A lot of the stuff does go to the kids.
Absolutely.
And that's something you can never give enough of.
You know, brother, thank you so very much. And you know what, Randy Taylor, we have a lot of people praying for you. I know next week is going to be kind of a rough week for you.
I'm not concerned at all because I know people are praying for me.
Yeah, I'm not concerned either in terms of overall, but I'll tell you what, you're a value, but Friday I'm going to have you all to myself. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, have some fun Friday. Got to have fun. Ladies and gentlemen, laugh. Yeah. All right. You got to laugh. You got to have some fun.
You know.
Cool. And I will see you Friday, sir. Do you want me to hang till Austin gets here?
He's here. He's here now.
Oh. Cool.
He's on deck.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm checking out.
Brother, God bless you. Thank you for your time. I'll see you on Friday. We'll have a great time then. I got some stuff I'm going to give to you tomorrow for Friday. I think you're going to just absolutely love.
All right. All right. Good night, Eric. Good night, Austin.
Good night. All right. Folks, that was Randy Taylor. And I've got to tell you, we've been through a lot together. And he's a great guy. With me now is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, or for, as I like to say, for extra credit, go to their new website, teamhealthmasters.com. There you can peruse the products, quality supplements. I've seen how they're made, with their laboratory. I've got to say, I'm very impressed because it's like a bio-level 4 kind of thing where you don't go in without so as to not contaminate, the ingredients to the supplements. It's really impressive. So their website, teamhealthmasters.com, as you go through and look at the different products, you can also listen to their show, the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And folks do that as a matter of routine. I would do that because there's a lot of information. Well, you know how fast Ted talks. You know how fast Austin talks, right? So just consider like 3.5 times based on my scientific calculation, 3.5 times of the words and information in 1 hour than my show. Okay. But the download, the information download that they provide is fantastic. And on your screen, you can see some of the products. I use them. And I've got to say this. Not one time COVID, not one time any kind of nasty flu, not one time, even with upon direct exposure. Now, were they responsible for it? I don't know. Maybe it's the cigars I smoke. Maybe it's, I asked a friend went down on a cruise. I said, bring me back a couple of Cubans if you don't mind. And she comes back and there's two guys standing at my door. And I said, what's going on? She said, you asked me for a couple of Cubans. And it's like, man, I got to be more specific. All right. Yeah, that fell, didn't it? They sticks to the wall. All right, folks, with me, Austin Brower, health, teamhealthmasters.com. Austin, how are you doing, sir?
Doug, great to be with you on the show again, as always. And, yeah, but listen to the last hour of the show. Great information. And yeah, you got to be very specific when you ask somebody to bring you back Cubans, man. Don't you got to be careful with all that.
Actually, I stole that from a Seinfeld episode, but, you know, what can I tell you? But it's good to see you. We got to talk about, well, I'll tell you what do you want to talk about? Because we really didn't talk before the show. Let's talk, and it's up to you. But I got to ask you first, have you heard anything definitive about, Cackles McKnee Pads, Harris, and Doug Hemhoff, splitting, going their separate ways? Have you heard anything about that?
I have not. I wouldn't be surprised. Most everything she's done is a complete and total sham, so it wouldn't be surprised to me if something else was going on. I haven't really heard much of anything about her in general since she pretty much lost that election, and the whole topics that have been going around now. It just seems like Biden's on a pardon party right now. He's just pardoning everybody out now. Now he's pardoning Fauci and he's pardoning everybody. I'm like, oh gosh, this is what you do in a complete corrupt tyrannical government takeover. I guess everybody just gets a pardon now. He's like the Oprah of pardons. Everybody gets a pardon. Pardon for you, pardon for me. Everybody gets a pardon, dude. It's a joke. They'll probably get Kamala pardon next too.
I'll tell you what. I don't think Biden is pardoning anything or anyone. I don't even know what the hell he's doing. I don't think he knows what he's doing. It's crazy.
The handlers behind the scenes are pardoning all this. The funny thing is, the only reason why you start pardoning people left and right is because you don't want them to get busted for what they did before. When I saw that whole thing with Fauci getting pardoned now, I was like, surprise, surprise. I expected that. I think everybody else did too, along with his crackhead son. The thing about it is now is, you know, there's a lot of moving parts over the next 4 to 6 weeks while this transition happens, and whether or not Biden or his handlers behind him, they're trying to start World War III with every single thing they can, or it's Biden giving $1 billion away to Africa because they had a flood, or if it's him completely ignoring West North Carolina, with kicking people out with FEMA of, you know, little tiny houses that the Amish have made for them so they can go live in tents in the freezing temperature because the tiny houses aren't meeting the code in North Carolina. You can't make this stuff up right now. It's like the entire thing's a crumbling circus act, and I guess it's just that's what happens right now when everybody's in full panic mode. It's kind of weird, actually.
Well, yeah. By the way, I'm looking in chat and somebody says you have a nice smile. First time seeing you on camera, you've got a nice smile. So there, well, what about me? No, I'm joking. But no, you do. You do. I just,
I don't smile much, but when I do, I try to make a, good impression.
You and me both. Actually, my wife told me that. She said, you know what? She said, I haven't seen you smile in quite a long time. And I just said, well, sorry, hon. But
serious, bro. You're like, all right, I'm serious most of the time. I just try to make jokes about stuff as much as I can to lighten up the mood because there's so much very strange things happening. I can't sit here and be mad all the time. Only about 90% of the time can I be really, really angry. I got to give myself like a 10% break.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% behind you on that. Again, I'm going to turn this over to you. Whatever is on your radar, I've been wrapped up, so I didn't hear your show this week, and my apologies. But what are you guys talking about? What do you want to get into?
There's a big one. Yeah, what? No. If you want me to jump into it, there's a big study that came out, and I wanted to cover this because I had my brother, who's an attorney, he's up in Tallahassee. He wrote an article for me on this and kind of discussed exactly what happened with this health study, because I've said so many times for years and years why vitamin C is so important. We saw how important it was during the pandemic with COVID. We saw what it's done for the immune system. It's pretty much the muscles of the immune system. And there's a study, and I sent it to Eric, and discussed how high-dose vitamin C doubles pancreatic cancer patient survival rates in a clinical trial. This is one of the first times it's actually happened to terminal cancer patients using vitamin C versus standard chemotherapy to see what it did. And it said the life expectancy with chemotherapy alone was roughly 8 months for pancreatic cancer. While adding high dose intravenous vitamin C, it resulted in 16 to 19 months of survival. Now, the crazy part about this is They didn't change any other factors. Their diet didn't change. Supplemental intake didn't change. They didn't throw in turmeric. They didn't throw in D3. Nothing. They still kept them on the unbelievably toxic chemotherapy protocol. But what they did was they added in intravenous vitamin C, and it more than doubled in some cases the life expectancy of these terminal cancer patients with pancreatic cancer. And what's so crazy about that, and this is what makes me want to get this information out there more. When everything was going on with COVID, there were multiple doctors. I don't have their names in front of me. I had them research a couple weeks ago on the show, but there were multiple doctors that came out and said that they were administering intravenous vitamin C or high-dose oral vitamin C to all of their COVID patients that were coming in, and they're having a 100% recovery rate. Now, immediately upon releasing this information, the CDC came in. All these fact checkers came in and said, this is fake news. This isn't true. You can't claim this. It's not happening. And the doctor said, it's 100% happening. Here are my patients. Here are the reviews. Here's the studies that I've been looking at them on. This is why we need to be using vitamin C. Vitamin C is not approved for any type of COVID therapy whatsoever. That is fake news, misinformation. You are spreading medical misinformation. And then shut them down. In most cases, they were shutting down any and all aspects of media coverage and the ability to get the truth out there. So when you see these articles like this now in a clinical trial where they had two trials showing patients stage 4 pancreatic cancer and they threw in vitamin C intravenously and more than doubled their life expectancy, this goes to show you how important vitamin C is on a daily basis, because not only A, are we not getting it in our diet, we're not getting it in the food supply at all for the most part. You've got to add in higher doses on a regular basis supplementally. And one of the easiest way to do so is like with the Excellent C formula we have, or the vitamin C with antioxidants, and using it 2 to 3 to 4 times a day, because vitamin C is water soluble. It doesn't build up like fatty, like let's say like a D3 does in the body. It's water soluble, meaning once you get it in your system, the body uses it and it utilizes it and excretes the rest out. So you have to constantly keep your vitamin C serum blood levels up on a regular basis. This is why it's so important to maintain that. I saw an article a couple of weeks ago, and I covered it on our show at thebrowershow.com, and how they're discussing how scurvy is becoming a problem now with young children. Scurvy shouldn't even be a discussion that's talked about. We already know vitamin C completely prevents scurvy, but they're showing now that children are so malnourished with the food intake that they're eating right now and not getting any legitimate supplemental intake that scurvy is starting to come back around, which in my opinion, in 2024, with the internet and the ability to, at the fingertips, you can type in and find anything you want within seconds. The fact you're having children coming down with scurvy is an embarrassment to the general intelligence, I guess you could say, of the population. And another reason why it's really important to get these shows out there like you and I have to really wake people up, because I think people are hungry for information, Doug. They really want information to go off of. They want to look at things. They want to talk about things. They want to discuss things with their friends and family. And the biggest thing about it is they need the raw materials. And that's what we try to do on our show and your show, to get the truth out there to everyone.
You know, what you just said there, a couple of things. James O'Keefe had I think it was O'Keefe that played this. It was a nurse talking with a physician, and they were in a hospital, and there was a patient with diagnosed with COVID, okay? And I think it was he was already on a respirator, and remdesivir was being, you know, copiously given. And she said, what about an intravenous, you know, like a, just blow them up with vitamin C? And the doctor said, oh, no, that won't work. And she pressed him in the chat. I don't know. You can correct me or add to this or even put a link if you know where that video is. But, the aggressive anti-vitamin C, you know, it blows my mind. And earlier, the first hour, I talked about a video clip with President Trump, and I've never seen this. It was before the press, extolling hydroxychloroquine. But also, now this was either later or a different day, talking about IV therapy with vitamin C. And so I'm 100%. By the way, I take health master, folks. I take Health Master's vitamin C constantly. And that works. I believe it works. You take the C, your entire immunity pack works. If it works against cancer, as you say it does, and I believe it would.
Well, that's not just my claim, Doug. I'm going to put that out there. That's not me making any claims. That's what the clinical trial is stating here with these participants that were stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So I'm not making any claims about cancer. This is what the physicians are saying and the clinical references are talking about this trial. That's the crazy part about it, is there's no fact-checking or rebuttaling this with misinformation anymore. The facts are the facts, and the clinical trial is proving what we've talked about for years. That's why this is such a big story to me. I had to make sure everybody has access to it.
So if you have a loved one, and I'm sure people listening and viewing this broadcast, I'm sure you know, look, I've got a family member who's got cancer, actually more than one, not from the injections, but cancer. What would you recommend? Based on your research, you're not giving medical advice. I understand that, but to strengthen their immune system from
from a basic immune system standpoint, the one kit we put together, and you and I actually, we discussed it during COVID. We threw it together on a show right when everything was happening, and it was the vitamin C with the D3 and the zinc. And it is one of the most effective stacks at strengthening the immune system with the D3 10,000, the zinc glycinate, and the excellent C. And that's why that has been one of our staple kits I always recommend. Even if people want to just use it as a maintenance stack, just as a daily maintenance stack, and they're taking one capsule a day or monitoring their D3 levels and seeing where they're at. Sometimes they can take one every other day with the D3. And then having that in your arsenal, though, so if you do get really sick, you have the ability to up the doses, especially on the vitamin C, the D3 and the zinc. The D3, usually 10,000 to 20,000 IUs a day if you're starting to get sick, is a pretty good protocol. Again, check your blood levels. The vitamin C, 4 to 5 to 6 grams a day total. That's usually can be anywhere between 6 to 8 capsules, but you have to spread them out throughout the day to make sure the body can absorb it all, as far as with the, so you don't get any type of gastric distress. And the zinc, usually about 3 capsules a day, which is 60 milligrams. That's an incredibly good protocol to start on for overall natural health and maintaining the overall immune system. And the thing about it is, Doug, it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be some complex scenario that you're putting together with different supplements. It's the basics. You stay on them. You eat clean. You stay off the you stay off the really, really contaminated foods with all the glyphosate and the preservatives and the additives. We talk about it all the time now. The food coloring, the high fructose corn syrup, the hydrogenated oils, the seed oils, and essentially the base preservatives like BHT and monodiglycerides. Those out of diet, at least those main ones, your body stays pretty healthy. If you need to run the GHI cleanse, detox the body, and get your immune system back on track where it needs to be, and hammer those supplements, that's what I would recommend for maintaining a healthy immune system.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Folks, please go to Health Masters or teamhealthmasters.com. Health Masters. The links will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. And well, we also have a banner on our landing page or show page at HagmanPI.com. But the fact is, this is the kind of thing that, you know, frankly, I got to tell you, it's a pain in my butt to be taking all these supplements a day. All right, it really is. Yeah, and if I bitch about that, if that's the only problem I've got, you know, man.
Now we do have the vitamin C in powder too. We have it in capsules and we have it in powder. For some people that don't like to take capsules, we try to do that with a lot of our main staple supplements, like our magnesium brain food, our ultimate multiple, the vitamin C. We have them in powder and capsule form for that exact reason. Cause some people I know like to mix all the powders together in a drink or a protein shake. So they throw in the multiple powder, they throw in the magnesium, they throw in the C, and they mix it all together. And that way they're not having to take as many capsules. Other people like the capsules. Me, I just got a little jar. I throw them in. I take them with lunch, breakfast, whatever I'm doing. So again, just something to look at there.
And they work the same, right? I mean, the powders. And
absolutely.
Okay. So there's no, other than convenience and or personal preference, there's really no difference. Okay.
No, no, they're the exact same identical formulas in most cases. You know, maybe we have a little bit higher dosage in the powder because we don't have to fit it into like a double lock capsule or anything, but it's right. the same overall product. It's just sometimes the dosages are a little different. But again, we use plant cellulose capsules only. So they dissolve them. You can literally throw our capsules in a glass of water, not hydrochloric acid like in your stomach or anything crazy. Throw it in a glass of water and you'll see it dissolve at the bottom of the glass within a matter of seconds or minutes. And that's why I always tell people, they buy this crap from Walmart and they go, I don't know why I don't feel good. I don't know why it's not doing anything. And I'm like, throw the tablet in the water. They throw a shellac-coated tablet from a Walmart vitamin that they got for $9.99 for buy one, yep. get 10 free. And they go, I don't know why they don't work. The tablet's been in the bottom of the glass for 10 days and it still hasn't dissolved. What do you think it's doing in your digestive tract, bud? Just, you know, idea.
No, I hear you. And especially, Austin, I played during the first segment, I think it was a 2-minute video or whatever, I think it was Peter Hotez coming out and saying, look, this beginning, how he said it was awful strange, but starting January 21st, there's going to be a lot of things coming down the pike, including, you know, H5N1, bird flu and such.
Yep.
So, I mean, did you see that? And if yes. so, what did you think of that?
Very strangely ominous, whether or not, you know, this is him trying to put fear porn out there. In my opinion, I've already told you this for the last couple months, and people are like, right. oh, well, you know, we haven't seen anything crazy yet. I've told you guys for months now, when the media started hyping up this H5N1, we've had, I think, what, over 6 million chickens slaughtered. The other day, yep. another huge amount of chickens just got recalled back, or eggs got recalled back. We slaughtered all types of beef now. All this food, this butter is getting recalled. Very strangely enough, what is it every time you hear something get recalled? It's beef, eggs, or chicken, or butter. That's it. It's constantly getting recalled. You don't hear about any of these really toxic foods getting pulled back. You don't hear about these preservative-laden microwave foods getting pulled back. It's all the natural foods that are going up in price. The other day I was talking about how the egg futures have more than doubled in the last month and a half now. The average price for the cheapest chicken eggs are like $4.21 a dozen for the yep. cheapest ones, the white shells, the basic ones. Yep. The other day I was at Publix and the organic ones, the high-end top shelf organic ones, were $11.99 a dozen for those eggs. And I mean, those are even too much for my taste. There's other places you can buy them from locally that I think you can get better deals on. But that's always kind of a gauge when I go there. I look at it all the time, even when I don't buy eggs or if I already got more stocked up. I look at the prices, and the prices of eggs are going up, I mean, almost exponentially right now, on a level I've never seen raised this fast. And you got to ask yourself the question, why? I mean, we watched the one article, the video came out with the guy I talked about on the show about a month ago, where he ate like, what did he eat, like 10 or 15 eggs a day? For a month straight, his HDL cholesterol went through the roof. His LDLs went through the floor. All of his hormone levels got unbelievably balanced. He felt amazing. His libido went up. His energy went up. His mood went up. And all of a sudden, it was like, well, why in the world are they telling us eggs are bad? Or we go back to the cereal study that where the study that was, you know, published and potentially funded by the cereal company back in the 60s. Because everybody was eating eggs, they told everybody, oh, eggs are bad. They raise your LDLs because they did a bunch of testing with powdered cheap eggs, substitute eggs. No, eggs are staple. Beef's a staple. Organic butter's a staple. These are all staple foods. That's why we use raw ingredients for our supplements. We use high-quality raws. We don't get our crap from China. You know, we don't get crap from China. We get high-quality nutrients, and that's the thing. They don't want people eating high-quality food. So now what are they doing? H5N1's in everything. Oh, it's in raw milk now. It's funny. They've never talked about much anything now, and suddenly California comes out with an article the other day that says, well, we found H5N1 in raw milk. It's all being recalled. Don't drink raw milk. Just a couple weeks ago, JFK or RFK Jr. comes out and says, well, certified organic raw milk is actually pretty healthy for you. You get it from a certified dairy farm. It's organic, and you know it's clean. It's actually got really, really good health benefits. It's only like we've been drinking it for, I don't know, a couple thousand years. Suddenly now it's bad for us. We got to ultra pasteurize this stuff, run it like 260 degree stainless steel plates to make it so hot. Every living element in the milk is dead. Every protein is denatured. Every enzyme is denatured. Nothing lives in the milk. It's dead. It's desolate. It's like drinking a desert with water. It's it. And then they come out and say, oh, it's the safest way to drink your milk now. No, it's not. It's causing all kinds of issues with lactose problems. It's causing digestive problems. It's causing, you know, bloating. People have sinus problems because the milk isn't designed to be like that. So, of course, they're going to come out now and say H5N1's in raw milk. Nobody caught H5N1. Nobody was contaminated. Nobody tested positive. They PCR tested one batch of raw milk and said, we've tested positive for H5N1 in this raw milk. Recall it all. And the thing is, we already know what the playbook's going to do with this. So what you're talking about, that video earlier where he said by January 21st, there's a high probability, in my opinion, they're going to try to pull some stunt either with the bird flu, because they've been hyping the bird flu up too much with zero deaths, 52 cases in the United States, 52 cases, that's it, with zero deaths. They've been hyping this thing up way too much on the media. I think they want to get the traction and get it subliminally into people's minds, so that way when they start rolling it out, everybody already thinks about it and knows about it. It's the same way they use the mask to continue to keep people reminded of COVID. People would have completely gone on their way without COVID if the government didn't make such a giant spiel about it. Wear your mask. Stay 6 feet apart. Don't go to businesses. You can't go here. Everybody has to wear a mask everywhere you go. Well, if you went someplace and people didn't have masks on, guess what? You didn't really think about COVID. Keep my immune system strong. Eat clean. Breathe fresh air. Get sunshine. Exercise every day. Live my life. But they wanted to keep people reminded every single day of COVID. And the only way to do so was to subliminally keep drilling into people's skull. And I think that's what they're starting to do with 5N1. That's at least just in my opinion, Doug.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, based on your research and your observations, which I think have been spot on, are people going to fall if they roll out this, oh my goodness, just like COVID, we have H5N1 now. Now we have a pandemic. Will people fall for that again, in your estimation?
Well, there's two aspects to this that are going to be a little bit different than COVID, okay? One, the United States government's already spent $130 million on research and development of a new H5N1 RNA vaccine that's already been able to be tested, allegedly tested, for safety, which obviously we know it's not for safety, but they've already been rolling the shot out. They've been working on it for months now. B, they've already hyped the media to start talking about this very subliminally, unlike what they did with COVID. COVID came out and was a massive blitzkrieg. It came in super fast. Nobody really talked about it. It came in really quick. They played all this propaganda from China saying everybody was going to die, and then they had no solution. The solution was a lockdown. The solution was to shut down businesses. The solution was not to go anywhere. There was no vaccine available. They did Operation Warp Speed to speed it through. The difference with this, where I think they're going to do, is they're going to hype it up. They're going to start pushing it in the media, and then they're going to roll the shot out immediately upon doing so to try to change the game a little bit to get a lot of people to get the shot. This is my opinion. Again, I'd be wrong or right on this. This is 50-50. I think that H5N1 vaccine is probably going to what starts the cause of any type of alleged pandemic, if it does so, if they try to do it. Because what's going to happen is we don't even know what's in these shots. We already know the RNA gene therapy they did with the COVID shot was insane. DARPA worked on this stuff since 2012. They've been designing and researching RNA technology. It got disproved from the FDA for even human clinical trials in 2016 and 2017 because they said it was too dangerous to try on humans, period. Then Operation Warp Speed comes along, bada bing, bada boom, 90 days, shots out, everybody get it. Now, if you don't get it, you can't go to work. If you get it, you can't keep your job, so forth. I don't think they're going to try to do it as aggressively this time. I think they're going to try to do it more subliminally and try to push it through. That's my opinion, but there's a lot of variables what's happening with this. They may try to tweak the playbook, but you got to kind of go off what they did with COVID and realize they're not going to do the exact same play. They're going to tweak it, but they're all in the end game of all of it is going to be psychological warfare. That's what it always is about, Doug. It's always about psych warfare. Every time.
All right. Yeah, I guess I don't have a lot of faith in people when I see, because I still see people wearing masks out there.
Oh, still down here in Florida. Still.
I mean,
it's mind-boggling to me.
Exactly. I mean, there have been legitimate studies showing that, you know, for a, virus of that size, I guess masks are useless. Assuming, of course, you believe in the virus in that fashion, but I digress. But anyway.
Well, there were studies done on the flu. Yeah, there was numerous studies done on the flu, even before the COVID They did studies on the flu to see what the N95 mask and other masks, the blue little paper cloth mask, did to prevent flu transmission. It was zilch. It was nothing. It was nada. It was nix. Yet Fauci still demanded that all children be strapped with a face diaper on for almost 2 years. The psychological impact that had on children, it is still affecting them today, boggles my mind. Why do you think Biden is talking about pardoning Fauci now? He already knows what he did. He knows what he was involved in. He knows what he was involved with gain of study or the gain of function research. And then coming out now and telling everybody, you have to wear a mask. Everywhere you go, you have to wear a mask. And he did that to those kids. That was one of the most egregious things to me. The adults, if you were forced upon it at work or you were dumb enough to believe it, that's on you. You got to figure all that out. It's at the end of the day, everybody's got to come to their own conclusion. But taking a little 4 or 5, 6-year-old kid and forcing them to put a mask on all day and telling them to walk 6 feet apart from their peers, telling them that if they talk or they take their mask off, they're going to be kicked out, they're in trouble. Doing that level of psychological warfare to a young child is so far criminal and sadistic to me. Everybody that was directly involved in pushing that needs to be, in my opinion, needs to be investigated for child abuse. I was one of the same ones with Ted and numerous other people, Polk County, with the Polk County School Board in April 2021. You watched the video online. They pulled down my video. They left the school board video up where Ted and I went up there to completely protest. It's April 2021. This is straight after a year. Yeah. And the Polk County School Board was literally casting a vote to make the children in the fall wear masks again. And I walked up there with a stack of almost 13 different research studies involving COVID and the flu, started reading them in the 90 or 180 seconds that I had, and started reading, boom, boom, another one, another one, another one, another one. I said, why is it nobody's listening to the studies? You guys want to follow science, right? You want to say you follow science? Why aren't you following this science? Why aren't you following this science? Why aren't you following this science? You guys aren't listening to the parents who are paying your salary, by the way, in case you haven't figured that out. Why aren't you listening to 99% of the parents that don't want to have their children wear a face diaper? And then I brought the study up with the mom that compared the clean mask to the mask that were being worn all day. And the mask that were being worn all day from the kids had 13 different bacteria and pathogens on them, including E. coli, that these kids were being forced to wear on their mask face all day because they're not healthcare providers. They're dropping the mask on the floor. They're stepping on them. They're spitting on them. They're getting food in them. And you're telling them to wear that on their face all day? Then we're wondering why they're coming down with bacterial pneumonia? No, duh, they're coming down. They're getting sick. So, again, ask questions. The one thing that I can say before I finish this thought is I think that at least my my stance on humanity, I think at least a good deal of the population now saw straight through the BS that we had exposure to during COVID. And I think a lot of people realize their immune systems are their responsibility, not the government's, and that our bodies and our rights are our rights if we don't want to wear a mask, if we don't want to take a shot. So I think a lot of people at this point in time, even though there's still a lot of peasant sheep out there, a lot of people are not going to go along with the lie this time just for the sheer fact that people are realizing it's all a complete and total matrix sham, that psychological warfare right in front of our face. And it's up to us if we want to believe it or not.
What's your level of confidence in RFK, in his position in the Trump, within the Trump orbit and administration? And then the other gentleman, Bhattacharya, what are your thoughts on can they fix, if that's the right word, the system, the this broken system, as you mentioned about eggs and raw milk and the food pyramid, the fraudulent food pyramid? Can that be fixed, as well as whatever might come down with respect to whatever so-called plandemic there might be?
I think RFK Jr., the work that he has shown with Children's Health Defense and what he has published, the studies that he's shown and the research that he's done in promoting the fact that people need to have their own choice and that these shots are not safe, the fact that he straight up called out Fauci on the congressional hearing a ways back about that none of the 72 mandatory vaccines have ever been truly safety tested for long-term side effects on young children. The fact that he's called out numerous times that the entire scheme with mandatory shots via the CDC childhood shot schedule is a complete and total sham. It was a gold rush by the pharmaceutical industry to try to bring these shots to market that got little to no long-term research safety testing, but then immediately got put on the shot schedule and got guaranteed money from the government for essentially life as long as it stayed on that list. It was a gold rush. Pharmaceutical industry chopped it up. They sucked it up. They're straight up little scavengers, and that's exactly what they did. And people need to realize the shot schedule is not about public safety. It's not about childhood health. You've got to do the research on that. If you don't believe me, read some of the stuff that's been published on there. I think RFK Jr., if he is put in this position and if they take the cuffs off him and they allow him to actually do what he needs to do and get the information out there, I think he can make a huge difference because people are realizing that maybe, just maybe, every single thing we're being told by the government nowadays is a complete and total lie. And everything is designed to manipulate you into thinking what they want you to think, how to think, and what to do. Once you realize that concept and you realize they're not here for the people anymore. Now, there's certain factions of people in government that do want to do good. There's certain factions of agencies that do want to make a difference. I do believe that. But for the overall aspect of what the deep state controls and what we've seen now in so many factions, they don't care. Why does the FDA continue to try to pull vitamin supplements off the market? Why do they tell people that vitamin C is not a viable option for COVID, yet they turn around and improve an RNA shot on this third or fourth shot now for children 6 months old and older, when there's been zero studies at all looking at long-term side effects with young children? Why did the CDC come out with Walensky and say, oh, every pregnant woman needs to get the COVID vaccine shot immediately? Right. We know it's safe and effective. And then the studies came out and showed there was no studies on pregnant women and what it did. And now we find out it's coming in all these side effects. So, yes, I think he can make a huge difference. Whether or not he's put in the position where he can actually do what he needs to do, that is to be seen. But if he is, I think we got a really good chance of bringing this country back to a very healthy base. So, dude, we're, what, 60, 70% of the countries now is obese? I saw a study on that the other day. That's embarrassing, Doug. I mean, obese, not just like fat or overweight or chunky, like straight up obese.
Right. I mean, needing to when a person needs two seats on an airplane, look, I get it that they downsize, but still, come on, man. You know, come on, man.
Come on, man.
There we go.
Sad. Yeah, no, it is sad. And so, I think, you know, and this is why I talk about on our show so much, the responsibility of our young children's health and nutrition is up to us. It's not up to the government. It sure as heck isn't up to the pediatrician clinics to get their Blue Cross Blue Shield bonuses every single year. That's why they'll kick you out. It's not because they don't care about your child. They have a monetary incentive to make sure they get their bonuses at the end of every year. And if they don't have X amount of percentage fully vaccinated in their pediatrician office, they lose those bonuses from Blue Cross Blue Shield and other agencies as well. So once we start taking these monetary incentives away from doctors and we start pulling these complete and total blanket immunities off of the pharmaceutical companies, and we start saying, hey, you want to produce something that you get government funded money via taxpayer dollars from, and you continue to get it mandated so everybody has to essentially get it, but then nobody can say no and nobody can sue you when they get sick. That's got to be the craziest scheme I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it's brilliant from a marketing sales strategy. You get free money taken from taxpayer dollars from people. You steal their money. You give it to the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies produce a product that they make for free, essentially, with taxpayer dollars. Then it gets mandated by the government that everybody has to take the shot. If they don't take the shot, they lose their job. And then if they get sick from the shot, they can't sue a pharmaceutical company. I mean,
it's
let
ridiculous.
That sink in for a second.
you're exactly right. I touched on this the first hour. Did you happen to see the latest Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons? There was an article that came out. A new study calls for an immediate halt to the COVID-19 mRNA injections. I don't know whether you saw that or not. But
had mentioned it earlier. I have not read the article yet on it. I do know the Surgeon General down here in Florida has called for a complete halt on the shot. He said nobody needs to get the COVID shot any further. I mean, granted, there's so much damage done. So that article reminded me of that real quick because Ted mentioned it earlier today off the show, but I didn't get a chance to read it yet before this show.
The epidemiologist Nick Holscher he broke down the study, which was somewhat voluminous, but filled with a lot of facts. I think I have the PDF. No, I know I have the PDF, but anyway, in his summation of it, there were six key points of the study. And it's everything that you've said that we've said together, from the fact that COVID mRNA or mod RNA vaccines were labeled as traditional vaccines instead of gene therapy products, allowing them to skip the stricter regulatory oversight, the spike protein produced by these vaccines. And again, I'm using the word vaccine because that's what the article says, okay, is toxic and linked to immune-related complications. The third one is Pfizer's own data shows lipid nanoparticles and mod RNA spreading throughout the body from the liver, spleen, ovaries, and adrenals. Spike protein production wasn't limited to the injection site, contradicting early claims. Within just 3 months of rollout, and I'm sure these numbers are much higher, Pfizer's post-authorization data revealed 1,223 deaths and a flood of serious adverse events. And lastly, reports of such adverse events after COVID-19 vaccines skyrocketed, far surpassing those for any prior vaccine, yet no significant action was taken. And the end of the article says, this ain't for humans. You need to stop giving this to people.
No, it's spot on with that. I mean, you know, you and I remember we had a detailed discussion in summer 2020 when I was on the show.
Yes.
And we were discussing RNA gene therapy, and you were asking me about it because I was doing my own research on it because I didn't even know the terminology with RNA gene therapy and what it was actually used for until it got brought up and one of the scientific discussions. And I was like, what is this? And then I started doing research. I said, this isn't a vaccine. You know, this isn't a dead virus that they're injecting into you and your body's building an immunity toward, or a denatured virus. This is a whole different animal. This is triggering your body to actually start producing the spike protein inside your body with no cap. Certain people don't stop, why they stay sicker and sicker and sicker even after a few shots. And I said, this doesn't make any sense. I got to do more research. And the more I researched it, the spookier it got, Doug. And I'm like, what the heck are they putting in this? What are they going to have to roll out to everybody? And that's when we all started to realize that this thing was not a vaccine. They even had to go, and you remember this, they had to go in and rewrite the definition of a vaccine on the CDC website. They had to redefine it in order to get it to meet the criteria
If I recall. Yeah.
Yeah, to get it to meet the criteria. So, again, this goes back to what we're saying here is when you have a government that's this corrupt, I mean, think about it. You've got hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of VAERS reports of the COVID shot, of severe side effects, debilitating side effects, including death, shot, and the FDA will not pull it off the market. You get one batch of eggs that the USDA tested, and they say, oh, a cracked egg, and they're tested positive for salmonella. The entire batch, the last 450,000 eggs, now have to be completely recalled and disposed of because we found one egg that has salmonella in one carton. Everything gets disposed of now. All of it. Everything gets recalled. Nobody got sick. Nobody got salmonella. But we found it. It was cracked. Recall them all. But you got a shot that obviously you can't even be any type of, I mean, you get two IQ points to rub together to put a look at it and go, okay, clearly the shot is causing problems. Nobody has this many problems after they get the shot without having something wrong with it. There's a serious issue, but yet we're not even paused. The FDA hasn't even paused it, Doug. They keep rolling out the next batch, the next booster, and keep lowering the age of every booster. Oh, we tested it on 10 mice. 10 mice showed positive immunity issues with it. We're approving it now. The 10 mice, they died a month later, but they showed positive results within 10 days of the shot. So it's approved. This is why everybody needs to ask questions to everything you're hearing right now, regardless of what it is. Everything you see from the media and the government is designed to keep you manipulated and thinking the way they want you to think. Ask questions all the time about everything and make your own decisions. And when you make that own decision, look at the decision you're making and say, am I making this because I feel like this is the best decision for my health? Or am I making it because I've been manipulated by the media or the doctors, the physicians, or some other moron that's speaking tons of garbage and wants me to think what they want me to think? That's always the question I ask people, Doug.
Amen. Folks, you're listening to Austin Brower, Ted and Austin Brower's show, go to teamhealthmasters.com. Or if you're really hankering for the old school, you can go to healthmasters.com. But the fact is, at Team Health Masters, you can get a lot of great supplements. And folks, do me a favor, stock up right now, because you don't know in 48 days, what's going to happen. It really, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I'll tell you one thing. I know I feel better when I've got a supply of everything from the ultimate multiple, which I really believe my grandchildren are. They benefit so much. I mean, I remember, Austin, just real quick, I remember seeing my granddaughter in ICU, okay? And she was like, they didn't think she was going to make it. And now she, in addition to having recovered from that problem that she had, some sort of weird infection. They couldn't pin it down. It was just so bizarre. But the fact is, she's not taking Health Masters. And look, I can see the difference from when she, after her recovery. I mean, it was like really, really bad, and then she started recovering. But once she started taking Health Masters, the cutest girl in the world, I'm telling you. Not Eric's daughter, but Josh's daughter. I can see the difference in her, in really everything. But I mean, even her hair is different. It has more life to it. So many things. So I cannot extol the virtues of your products any more than that. I know it works for me. I haven't really been sick. So all of Health Masters products, folks, please stock up on them. Get at least your ultimate multiple. If you can only afford one product, do that ultimate multiple and make sure you take it every day. Okay. Take the, recommended dosage every day. But, for me, I like the C, the D3, K2, I like the magnesium brain food. It does help, by the way. I do notice a very specific focus factor to that. So all of the products. So healthmasters.com, or hey, go to teamhealthmasters.com. That is where the new site is. And of course, while you're there, listen to the Ted and Austin Brower show. Okay. So to you, anything else that you've got your eyes on, that you're looking at, that you want to kind of get into on this?
There's tons of stuff that's going on right now, and I'm glad to hear about your granddaughter as well. That makes me really happy to hear that. I love
I went through a hard drive. I've been sorting some files out.
Yeah,
I saw a picture of her in the hospital bed, and folks in chat, you probably remember that. You showing that photograph.
That was rough.
And thank you for your prayers, and prayers do help. But I'll tell you what, you know, I really believe that I believe in your product so much that this Christmas, obviously, I give them out as Christmas gifts. Because I believe in, now the kids aren't really, you know, excited about that, but
the parents every kid are. Always says they want Health Masters Ultimate Chewable for Christmas. I hear that all the time, Doug. What are you talking about?
Well, now the chewables, believe me, I got to hide the chewables because
you do have to hide mine too. They'll be digging into them. I'm like, they're not sweet tarts. They're not candy.
They're gummies,
man. You don't
want to
take too many of these. Yeah.
now your supply of special gummies, Austin. Thank you for it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But no,
we got to sleep sometime, Doug. You know, I don't sleep much. Jeez.
Yeah, it kind of makes me woozy. But no, I really believe in the product so much. And folks, you cannot, you have no idea when you're not feeling good, when your health is in the tank, you know, you need this.
Keeping the kids healthy, Doug, you know, like I said, it makes me so happy when I hear that about your granddaughter. She's doing good. And I hear stories about that similar, you know, where parents are having issues with their kids or health issues at the hospital. And it breaks my heart. And that's why, you know, I always try to recommend, you know, the children's health. It's our responsibility, you know, especially when stuff like that happens, crazy happens in the hospital and they've got an infection and they're trying to get better. When they get back and it's, they're back in our care, you know, it's our responsibility to keep them healthy mentally, physically, and, you know, their immune system overall. And that's why I've been really trying to talk to so many parents, because I'm seeing this horrific, and I've talked about it for years. I feel like I'm talking to a wall, and it's getting worse. Is this epidemic of just insatiate iPad usage all the time with these young kids. On top of that, not getting any type of nutrition, no multivitamins, eating food coloring crap all day. They're wondering why these kids at 4, 5, 6 years old sit on an iPad for 6, 7 hours, then go eat food coloring laden foods with preservatives and no nutritional value, with no vitamins. And the kids are sick all the time. They don't behave. They're completely unfocused. They have no discipline. And the parents are like, we don't know what to do with them. I don't know. We talked to the doctor. They want to put them on amphetamines, you know, Ritalin or Adderall. And I'm like, did you ever think maybe just tweaking some of the stuff they're doing might help? Maybe getting them off the diet that they're on, maybe getting them off the iPad all the time that they're on, making some different changes, because we're about to watch a generation come up right now. They've been coming up for a bit, that pretty much was born with an iPad in their hand. For some parents, not mine, not my kids, but some of them where, you know, I've seen kids literally a few months old in iPad in strollers, can't even, you know, yell or speak or move much, and they're sitting there watching an iPad and strollers, and it boggles my mind. Like, let the child actually engage and see the world around them. And we're going to watch this, and it's going to be a side effect. You already see some of it now with some of these moron kids that are 16, 17, 18 years old that are running around like just idiots, screaming and yelling and handcuffing themselves and gluing their hands to the ground because they're in protest of some country somewhere that they can't even point out on a map. And they're going to run around and go glue themselves to a pole because they're in protest of it. And I'm like, dude, if you're that adamant about it, go join the Marine Corps. Go have fun with that. Go deploy over that country and tell me how much you like it over there. If that's what you really want to go do, make a difference, go do it. Gluing yourself to the floor and stupid stuff they're doing. And, you know, it's mind-boggling to me what we're watching now. And again, a lot of it is coming down to the parenting of this younger generation and why it's so important to really try to raise the kids the best they can and keep them as healthy as they can. Because there's no doubt about it. I think a lot of people think when Trump's back in office, this is suddenly going to be this gravy train now. Everything's just going to magically poof into this perfect cloud and everybody's just going to be perfect again. I talked to my buddy the other day who's in finance, and he's like, the thing that a lot of people don't understand is 2016, when Trump started rolling hard, the economy was on a completely different path and recovery mode and a much lower debt load than it is now in 2025 when he's taking this whole circus clown show over. We're in a serious financial crunch right now with the banks, with the creditors, with the cash flow, with the Fed, with the debt, with everything that's happening right now. We're in a completely different model. And so, again, that's why I've been telling people, be very cautious. Make sure you're making wise decisions with what's going on right now. If certain things you feel like it's a good direction, it's going to hold value, good. Because there's certain things that are always going to hold value, and they're always going to maintain some level of, you know, liquidity and value to them. But there's other things, too. Just be cautious, because that COVID spike that we saw wasn't real. That was $7 trillion injected into the market. There's a reason why vehicles were going up $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in a period of a few months. It wasn't real. And now they've all leveled back out. I'm in the automotive industry. I mean, I do marketing with different cars, go out to Vegas, go out to SEMA. And the vehicle industry is literally coming back down to 2017, 2018, 2019 prices. But yet a lot of dealers don't want to let go of that old margin they had. And consumers that are smart, they're not buying it anymore, man. They're starting to stay away from it, and for good reason.
I'm going to tell you something. We are being left. I believe this to be the case, and people in the chat, folks, tell me if you agree or disagree. I believe the current regime, not Biden, because again, he's out, he's gone. But the current regime, whoever's propping him up, along with the media, I do believe they're setting landmines for this next administration.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, economic. Yeah, not a question about it.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, they're working against him cleaning out, President Trump and his crew cleaning out the permanent bureaucracy there. There's a lot of stuff going on. I have to ask you, do you see a hot war? I mean, a missile flying, holy crap, duck and cover kind of thing taking place before inauguration? I'm asking, I guess, for you to look in your crystal ball there and tell me what you might see or what you think.
You know, any country that would really have the balls to try to launch any type of strategic missiles or ballistic missiles or nuclear missiles in the United States would pretty much be committing suicide on the most part. I mean, I think everybody realized that. So my biggest concern isn't really any other countries. We always got Russia's the boogeyman and China's the boogeyman. Granted, they got their own host of stuff they're involved in, but they're all banked in different. They're different factions of the banking cartel. They're all the same. They're in the same realm. My biggest concern is the deep state, the CIA, whatever you want to call these goons, these spooks in the backyard that are always clandestinely doing things, them setting up some type of strategic false flag in the next couple months, maybe before the inauguration, maybe after the inauguration. One big concern of mine, and this has been a huge concern with local law enforcement down here in Florida, because I know a lot of different sheriff's departments throughout Florida. I'm very good friends with SWAT team and Polk County Sheriff's Department. A big concern now in Florida is the fact that if we start having an aspect where people start getting deported and we start actually pushing back against this massive illegal immigration that we've seen over the last 4 years, and this actually goes into enforcement mode and offense mode, not the pathetic little alleged defense mode we've had under the Biden administration, but we go into offense mode, is that these groups now are well organized. They know how to communicate. These groups that came in from Honduras, that come from Mexico, these guys aren't a joke. These guys have grown up fighting their entire lives. These aren't some soft little losers that have been, well, that may not be losers, but they're not some soft little pansy boys. Let's put it that way. I mean, I'm not talking them up. What I'm saying is a lot of these guys are hardened criminals. They have no problem killing people. They have no problem with violence. They've lived in violence. And if they get pushed into a corner and they have enough resources, enough defense tactics, they're going to push back. And the problem with that is it's going to end up being outside of the scope of what local law enforcement can handle. And a lot of my cases, in my opinion, local militias and local patriots are going to have to step in and defend certain areas of the place, whether what state it is. I'm not predicting anything, but this is what local sheriff's departments have told me, is that they're very concerned about this, especially from a lot of the South American gangs that have moved into Florida, is that these groups are very well organized and they know how to communicate. They are armed. They have been getting weapons and they know what is going on and they're not stupid. And so again, if this starts pushing back, or if you want to have some type of political event or some type of racial event from the deep state, and they want to plant something and make it look like it's, you know, the Patriots against the Hondurans or the Patriots against the Venezuelan gangs, and they set something up, remember, it doesn't necessarily even have to be happening the way they say it is. All it has to happen is the way the media says it is. We saw that with COVID. And so that's one thing I tell people to be very aware of. Know your local law enforcement, know your local groups, know your local friends, family, people in different positions that can help you and support you if you need to call on them or come together. That's just my opinion. Another reason why I've told everybody, make sure you got backup supplies, some backup water, some backup food, some backup supplements, some backup ammo, some backup first aid. Because at the end of the day, if stuff starts going a little sideways, the last place you want to be is fighting at Walmart over green beans in the middle of an aisle. That's the place you don't want to be, because that's where people get knifed. That's where people get shot. And so, again, when you see other parts of the world and you see what one person can do to another man and you understand the depravity of men in some of these countries that are moving here, it's really important to keep your immune system strong, keep your body and your mind strong, and keep your supplies stocked up. Because at the end of the day, you're only as good as you feel. If you feel like crap and you have no energy and you can't get off the couch and you're overweight and you have no cardio and you can't even do a single pull-up, don't live under this little Pollyanna approach that you think you're going to be able to pick up an M4 and be combat effective in a situation you're called upon. It ain't going to happen. Start now before anything does occur. And guess what? If nothing does happen, you just got in really good shape. There's no downfall.
I love it. Real quick, do you still have food buckets in inventory?
Oh, yeah, the organic ones. I mean, I keep a stockpile for me at the office. If people order some and we're running out of the regular ones, then I just pull them out of my stockpile, and then I'll just order more as we go. But I always keep them fresh at the office all the time on a regular basis, just, you know, if everybody needs them.
And they're high quality. They're organic. They're not like what you would get at Costco. And Eric Tech, real quick, just to remind people, I don't know if you got it, if you can put it up, that picture I sent to you. Did you get it in time? just for people to know, that was my, that's my granddaughter Maya, and that's 2.5 years ago. That's where she was. Today she's just a gorgeous girl, and she. But I'll tell you something. The supplements make a difference. It made a difference in her recovery and her maintenance right now. So, folks, you can take it down. Thank you.
The HR5Q activated for everybody again. If anybody needs it on the for orders, HR5 coupon code 5% off all regular price products as well.
I love it. Okay, good. HR5 at checkout for the non-saleable items. That's teamhealthmasters.com. And also, while you're there, listen to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. Austin, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for, again, your download of knowledge and for coming on. I appreciate everything you do. And I'll tell you something. We're going to be, again, I've got to fill another order on behalf of...